A generation of young people feels that the world values money, fame, and the power of brute force over justice, hope, and protection for the most vulnerable. That's what the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, said in front of around 5,000 people from 180 countries in the first ever World Humanitarian Summit.
I proposed this summit 4 years ago out of concern for rising humanitarian needs and declining political will. Today, the urgency has grown, only grown. A record number of people, 130 million, need aid to survive. More people have been forced from their homes than at any time since the end of the Second World War. Every year, the needs rise and the funding shortfalls grows.
The summit is held in Istanbul, Turkey for 2 days after 3 years of consultations with 23,000 people in more than 150 countries. Mr. Ban added that hundreds of people were killed in the Ecuador earthquake. Thousands of civilians were forced to flee bombs and rockets in Syria, and millions of people face hunger in southern Africa.
We are here to shape a different future. Today we declare we are one humanity with the shared responsibilities. Let us resolve ourselves here and now, not only to keep people alive, but to give people a chance at life in dignity.
More than 200 meetings and side events in the summit focus on five areas that make the core responsibilities in the agenda for humanity. These are conflict prevention and resolution, strengthening the protection of civilians, leaving no one behind, ending humanitarian need, and investing in humanity. Reem Abaza, Istanbul, Turkey.